So we're going to spend, John and I are going to spend a little time this morning talking about an issue involving the other Jones Act, right? The cabotage Jones Act, not the liability Jones Act. An issue that's sort of been percolating actually for a number of years. Of course, if you've been reading the papers at all over the last, you know, 2-3 days, there's been, you know, quite a bit in the press about the Jones Act as it pertains to Puerto Rico. We'll probably have a few, you know, minutes to talk about that. Just, you know, again in the New York Times today in their op-ed section, some discussion about that. I think John and I actually, while we may disagree on some of the things we're going to talk about this morning, we probably agree that it's a very bad idea to eliminate the Jones Act as it pertains, frankly, to almost any form of trade, but certainly, you know, these issues involving Puerto Rico. I do have a paper I wrote a couple years ago. I have a copy out on the table if you care to read it. It's not about today's topic. It's about Jones Act more generally, and really probably a little bit more germane to the Puerto Rico issue than today's topic. But please feel free to grab a copy. If we run out of copies, happy to provide you with. It's published online. You can get it on my LinkedIn page. You can also get it on the Hornbeck website. So we're going to talk about the Jones Act. Fairly simple statute. Involves the transportation of merchandise by water between points in the United States.